Order.
A bad poll result for Labor. A U-turn on Auckland City Rail Link by National. These were the headline items in Question Time, with the Prime Minister scoring first on the poll result in Auckland's Morning Daily.
What a ripper of a front page the Herald had this morning.
John Key's crowing over Labor's 30% showing in the Herald DigiPoll earned a tart response from opposition leader David Shearer.
Unless the polling's not going down as fast as the Mighty River Power shares at the moment.
Order.
15 all, with the Prime Minister lobbing this one over the net.
I'll just say one thing to him, and that's this. This is rather spooky. Mighty River Power's up 5.5% today. That's the same number that Labor's lost in the polls.
One of Mr Key's backbenchers, meanwhile, was keeping score with Labor's 30% poll rating on a piece of cardboard.
The Honourable Tohunare, if this continues, I will be asking him to leave the chamber.
That was an offer that Mr Hanare could not resist.
Point of order, Honourable Tohunare.
Order.
This is a point of order.
I seek leave to table the number 30.
Order. The member will please leave the chamber for the balance of question time.
Mr Hanare headed for the exit while Transport Minister Gerry Brownlee faced this question from Labor's spokesman on transport and Auckland issues, Phil Twyford.
Does he now agree with Aucklanders that building the City Rail Link is a no-brainer? And does he now disagree with himself that the City Rail Link is not viable until 2030? And if so, how did he convince himself that he was so wrong?
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, the member misrepresents what I have said in the past.
Order!
Gerry Brownlee said the government had looked at Auckland's changing demographics and now supported building the rail link in 2020.
When did he tell Stephen Joyce that his trenchant opposition to the City Rail Link was being overridden? And how did Mr Joyce react to being made a complete fool by his own government?
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, we're seeing here a clear reason why the National Government is so popular and the Labor opposition so bereft of ideas.
But Phil Twyford was able to give his knife another twist in the general debate.
And what better thing to do than to steal one of the Labor Party's most popular policies, Mr Brownlee? Yes, I'm talking about you. Mr Speaker, this is the background to what today is one of the most stunning policy U-turns that we have seen for a very long time. John Key is the first Prime Minister ever to do a U-turn in a train. He's the first. It's the first time it's been done, Mr Speaker. This is a huge about-face.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
Andrew Kibblewhite, the Chief Executive of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, DPMC, was up before the Government Administration Committee today, making a case in support of this year's budget allocation for his agency. One of the DPMC's roles is to oversee national security, and Mr Kibblewhite said that was more important now than ever before.
These are troubled times. I think the most obvious example of the risk profile increasing is in the whole area of cyber security. I think the National Cyber Security Centre and the GCSB in all of last year identified 130-odd incursions. I think at this effectively not quite halfway through the year, they're already up over 160. There's a huge set of risks on that space.
Mr Kibblewhite said it wasn't just private individuals who sought out New Zealand's sensitive information.
Sometimes state actors take quite a keen interest in New Zealand government agencies and in New Zealand businesses. So I think that whole riskscape is absolutely greater and sharper than it has been previously, and I think that's going to continue. So there's a lot of issues for government to think about there.
Mr Kibblewhite said a recent restructuring had improved cybersecurity in his agency.
Absolutely. Particularly in the IT space, the work around the GCO review into privacy and security of government systems. There's certainly DPMC's been brought into that, and we've got work underway both in response to that and more generally about how we harden up our own systems to make them more secure and resilient.
Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet Chief Executive Andrew Kibblewhite.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.